Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Adagio, a weekly respite from a world clamoring for your attention. It's an hour of slowed-down music intended to draw you into its spell, and this week it's jazz. Jazz by black musicians, and the story of many of them who quit the ugly reception they received in this country for the warm welcome shown them in Europe, especially France and Paris in particular. And you have a taste of it here. It's a recording from 1937 entitled Out of Nowhere, with Frenchman Django Reinhardt playing guitar and about to enter on saxophone the trailblazing sensation from the States, Coleman Hawkins. Black musicians in this country were very highly regarded in musical circles, but outside those circles, their treatment is a national disgrace. Descending the bandstand, they were suddenly second-class citizens. As you know, they couldn't be served in the clubs they played in. They weren't allowed to stay in the same hotels or eat in the same restaurants as their white counterparts. And not surprisingly, many of them got fed up with it, said screw it, and moved to Europe, Paris mostly, where their reception was quite the opposite. Like the card shark that snaps up your discard with an evil grin, the French were only too happy to have our black expatriates and regarded them as cultural icons. Duke Ellington made two extended tours of Europe that were very well received. Coleman Hawkins stayed 5 years in Europe, playing in all the top venues. Louis Armstrong lived for 2 years in Paris, and to this day his recording of La Vie en Rose is taken as a kind of anthem for the pre-war, post-war periods. Late in Nina Simone's career, she packed up and moved to France and never came back. When Abby Lincoln's career was floundering in this country, she was invited to come to France and made a number of wonderful recordings on the French Jeton label. Dexter Gordon lived 14 years in Europe and was a major attraction there. Ben Webster left the country for Copenhagen and he never came back. And this week we will celebrate the singer, dancer, actress, and megastar of the jazz age, whose European migration blazed the trail for these expat musicians, Josephine Baker. At the age of 17, she fled the racism of St. Louis for New York and eventually found her way to Paris after the First World War, where she was very well received and was soon singing and dancing with top billing, being hailed as the Black Venus and the Creole Goddess.
Doucement je dis someone.
C'est deux amours.
Du, 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 du.
De ton pays et Paris.
Du, 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 du.
Again, Josephine Baker, who after she quit the racial scene in the United States, established quite a career for herself in France. She became a sensation in Paris in 1927, when she danced with just a belt of bananas around her waist and topless but for a beaded necklace. With her long, lean body and her bobbed hair, she was the very look of the jazz age in the 1920s. And supposedly received over 1,000 offers of marriage.
qu'il le veut tendrement. Dans mon village, cinq tout petits enfants, cinq orphelins d'ici de là, qui s'ennuyaient seuls ici-bas. Et j'ai voulu qu'il soit choyé dans un foyer. Dans mon village, tous cinq ils m'aimeront. Dans mon village, tous cinq ils grandiront. Et comme moi, je sais qu'un jour, ils chanteront les deux amours, ce beau village et puis celui de leur pays.
L'un d'eux est couleur de la nuit, les deux autres sont de celle du jour, le quatrième est couleur du sang, le dernier couleur du soleil, mais tous les cinq sont mes enfants. Et mon cœur de maman les aime tous autant.
Si mon village pouvait servir un jour de témoignage et symbole d'amour, tous les gens d'ici de là, si tous les peuples ici-bas sans occupés de leur couleur n'avaient qu'un cœur, tous les villages alors seraient heureux, tous les visages alors serait joyeux, et peu à peu le monde entier serait meilleur et deviendrait un grand village où tous les hommes s'aiment.
Josephine Baker, a megastar of the jazz age. She used to walk down the Champs-Élysées with her pet cheetah named Chiquita, a cat that traveled the world with her on ships and planes. She had a pet goat named Toot-Toot, who lived in the dressing room of her club, and a pig named Albert, who wore expensive French perfumes and who lived in the kitchen on food scraps. When poor Albert got too fat to get through the kitchen door, Baker had the door jams removed.
I've got a message from the man in the moon for you, just you. He said to tell you there's a bench in the park for two, just two. I know you should be sleeping, and I'm keeping you awake, but I'm just delivering a message he told me to tell. I've got a message saying love will be round to call, and then if we don't meet him, he may never be round to call again. The evening found me lonely, and I thought you might be lonely too. So I brought a message from the man in the moon for you. The man in the moon
look into my window and found me alone and blue. The man in the moon told me something and told me to tell it to you. I've got a message from the man in the moon for you, just you. He said to tell you there's a bench in the park for two, just two. I know you should be sleeping and I'm keeping you awake, but I'm just delivering message he told me to tell. I've got a message saying love will be round to call, and then if we don't meet him, he may never be round to call again. The evening found me lonely, and I thought you might be lonely too. So I brought a message from the man in the moon for you.
Josephine Baker with her Message from the Man in the Moon, who was the first African-American to star in a major motion picture, Siren of the Tropics in 1927, and with two more films with sound to follow where she sang and danced, becoming one of the most popular and highest paid performers of the era.
Be there, afraid to dream. Without you, life would seem so bare. With open arms, I call to you. I want you near. Just as I reach for you, why do you disappear? Afraid to dream. I'll see you there with someone new. Afraid to find another one caressing you. Although you promised me that this could never be, it's the thought of losing you that makes me so afraid. In the blue, here we are, bidding the stardust adieu. Soon you'll be lost in the glory of dreams. But my lovely one, strange as it seems, afraid to dream, afraid that you may not be there. Afraid to dream. Without you, life would seem so bare. With open arms, I call to you. I want you near. Just as I reach for you, why do you disappear? That makes me so afraid.
In 1936, riding the wave of popularity she was enjoying in France, Baker returned to the United States to perform in the Ziegfeld Follies, hoping to extend the stardom she earned in France to her home country. But her reception, enthusiastic in some quarters, was even then hostile and racist in others, and she quickly returned to France, shocked and most upset at her mistreatment. Upon her return, Baker married a wealthy industrialist, renounced her U.S. citizenship, and became a citizen of France, the country that embraced her as one of its own.
Amant du secret, comme une indicible joie, vous faites partie de moi. Ce rêve plein de douceur, j'avais voulu tout au début le chasser de mon cœur. Mais j'ai compris que ce cœur pris en faisant déjà sa voix, vous faites partie de moi. Mais jamais je ne le pourrai et vous resterez tout au fond de moi. Car vous faites partie de moi. Under my skin, I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality and wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. All I've got under my skin.
When the Nazis occupied Paris during the Second World War, she joined the French resistance, smuggling messages hidden in her sheet music and photographs of military installations in her clothing, becoming a lieutenant in the Free French Air Force. While in this country, J. Edgar Hoover and Senator Eugene McCarthy branded her a communist and tried to get her banned from ever returning to the U.S., the French bestowed upon her their highest accolades, the Croix de Guerre and the Legion of Honor. During the 50s, Baker frequently did return to the United States, publicly boycotting segregated clubs and concert venues. And one night when waitstaff refused to serve her in the famed Stork Club, rising film star Grace Kelly stormed out of the club with her party in support of Baker, the two of them becoming close friends after that. She also returned to this country in the 60s to lend her support to the civil rights movement. In 63, she stood alongside Martin Luther King Jr. in the March on Washington and spoke to the crowds that day on the Washington Mall. She adopted 12 children from different nationalities to show the world how people from all backgrounds can get along. But by 1968, with her career at a standstill and her creditors reining in her lavish lifestyle, Josephine Baker fell on hard times. But Grace Kelly, who by that time was by marriage Princess Grace of Monaco, came to her aid and offered her a home in Monaco, which she accepted. And when she performed at Monaco's Summer Ball in 1974, she was a great success. Now, with her feet back beneath her, that same year she staged a week of performances in New York City. But just as she began a Paris review, celebrating her stage career of 50 years, she suffered a cerebral hemorrhage that killed her. 20,000 people lined the streets of Paris to witness her funeral procession, one that received full French honors and a 21-gun salute. Today, she is buried in Monaco, a long way from the streets of St. Louis, where she had to drop out of school to help support her family, dancing on the streets for nickels and pennies.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris, or the April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again? And when the morning chimes ring sweet again. Embraces all the way through. In that small cafe, the park, across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through, I'll be looking at the moon, and I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that my heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe in the park, across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through, I'll be looking at the moon, and I'll be seeing you.
You've been listening to Adagio with your host, Drew Darling, where this week we're hosting a remembrance of Josephine Baker, one of the many black expatriate musicians who fled the racism of the United States for a haven in Paris and Europe as a whole. Let's move on now to another who found her career revitalized in France, Abby Lincoln.
Avec le temps, avec le temps, va tout s'en va. On oublie le visage, et l'on oublie le voix, le cul qu'on s'en va plus. C'est pas la peine d'aller chercher plus loin, faut laisser faire, et c'est très bien. Avec le temps va tout se va. L'autre qu'on adorait, qu'on cherchait sous la pluie, l'autre qu'on devinait, oh, de tout dans le corps, entre les mots, entre les lignes sous le phare, dans ce moment marqué qui s'en va faire sa nuit. Avec le temps, tu s'évanouis. Avec le temps, avec le temps va, tout s'en va. Même les plus chouettes souvenirs, ça t'a une de ses gueules à la gare, dans la haine de la mort, le samedi soir, quand la tendresse s'en va toute seule. Avec le temps, va tout se va. L'autre qui l'on connaît, pour ou pour rien, l'autre qui l'on donnait, tout vendait des bijoux. Pour qu'il en ait 22 sans pour quelques sous devant quoi on se tenait comme traîner le chien. Avec le temps, bah, tout va bien.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to wrap it up pretty soon here, but we have just enough time for a few more from our favorite Abby Lincoln. If you'd like to see the details of what we've been listening to, dial up our website, radioadagio.com, where you will find this program in full, previous programs, and playlists for each of them. So glad to have you along this week for our brief survey of Black American expat musicians in Europe, and I hope to have you with us again next week for another airing of Adagio. I've been your host, Drew Darling. Bye for now.
Often I say, when I'm all alone and no one can see me but me, I think and I wonder what I am and how it came to me. I can swim the ocean and it's deep and wide, and in the house above me abide. Maybe one day I'll fly like an eagle, fly like a bird and go, soar like an eagle, walk like a lion, although it won't be, I know. But I can swim the ocean and it's deep and wide, and in the house above me and look around for something old. Just moving in my house, you know. Moving slowly is not really bad. Moving slowly, you see. The wonders of the deep just waiting there for me. Swim the ocean, and it's deep and wide. And in the house above me, I will sing a song and tell them of a beggar's life where everything goes wrong, where everybody's hopes and dreams are shattered by. I'll tell them of a ghostly world, of us and they and him. I'll tell them how the shadows fall when they call me home.
Mm-hmm. When I'm called home, I will tell the stars of the battles that were lost in the world of wars. I will tell the rivers of the children lost at sea, of how soul is bartered and what it costs the spirit free. Hallelujah, tell a story. Oh, when they call me home. Hallelujah, tell my story. Oh, there's a rainbow out the window amidst the falling rain, stretching way from there to yonder. I can see it, I can see it, just as plain, towering over all the buildings, arching like a giant dome. There's a rainbow out the window, like a big phantasm home. Green and red and purple colors, of a sudden it appeared. There's a rainbow out the window. Guess the thunderstorm has cleared. There's a rainbow out the window. Guess the thunderstorm, the thunderstorm has cleared.
There's a rainbow out the window, amidst the falling rain, stretching way from there to yonder.
Like a big phantasm.
Thank you.